Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for checking in with us here on the Be Our Guest podcast. It's a Wednesday. It's time for your listener questions. And we've got a great question from Robbie in Frederick, Maryland, titled Grillin' and Chillin'. We're going to talk about California grilling, seeing the fireworks, and much more. So stand by for that. First, a quick word from our sponsors. And that includes our friends over at VirtualMickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days to Go, WDW. Days to Go lets you count down the days until your next Walt Disney World vacation with style. I just got back from Princess Half Marathon weekend a couple of days ago, but hey, that's okay. I was counting down to that trip with my app, but guess what? I'm resetting it today for May 1st. That's when we go back down to Walt Disney World for the Summit Cheerleading Championships. I have no idea what's going on with that trip, but you know what? I'm going to get excited because I'm going to Walt Disney World. Every time I post to social media, get a text message or make a phone call, I'll see how many days I have left to go until I get to celebrate Cinco de Mayo down at Walt Disney World. You can do the same. Check out all these great apps to turn your Apple device into a Disney device right now over at virtualmickey.com. Anytime you do that shopping on Amazon, we sure appreciate it when you use our Amazon affiliate link. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You'll still get all your Prime benefits. It costs you nothing extra, and it really does help support the show. So again, thanks to everybody who supports the show the easiest way possible. Just click through brguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1452 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Wednesday to you. Yes, I am back from Walt Disney World from Princess Half Marathon weekend. I'm sure a great time was had by all. We're sneaking this one in a little bit early before we head down because we never want to miss an episode. But Friday we'll be talking about all the stuff that happened over Princess Half Marathon weekend. Can't wait to share that. But of course, we can't miss a Wednesday without answering your listener questions. So to get this done, we have Ricky from a Disney World After All.com, touringplans.com, and the Mouse for Less. Happy Wednesday, Ricky. What's going on?
Happy Wednesday. It is almost the end of this month. So
holy cow.
Yeah. That's, I mean, the year's already flying by. What are we doing? It's crazy.
I'm excited though because it's podcast cruise year, so we'll be doing some cruising here at the end of June, and we're going to be going down to Walt Disney World this summer. I get to go down in May for Summit Cheerleading Championships. No idea awesome. What I'm getting myself into there. Actually, we have a podcast coming up on a Monday. I talked to somebody that's been there, done that, basically because I need to learn what to do. But she was awesome. She's out in Seattle. And cool. So, yeah, it's going to be fun. Hey, you know, you get to go down during Flower and Garden Festival, and you're going to be there for Cinco de Mayo. Sign me up. I don't care, cheerleading or not.
Yeah, that'll be awesome. So That'll be good.
Go sparkle. That's Mallory's little squad. Team Sparkle. All right, so let's answer questions. We say, should we?
Okay. I think we should.
All right, first question says, grilling and chilling. It's from Robbie in Frederick, Maryland. Hey, BOGP crew, we'll be visiting the world in early October and are finally going to check off one of our Disney bucket list items, dinner at California Grill. Thanks, free dining. We want to make sure we get the full experience, so I have a couple of questions for the experts. One, what is the best time frame to make a reservation to ensure we can arrive and request prime seating to view the fireworks? And the second question, we will be there during the not-so-scary Halloween party. Which fireworks show would be better to view from California Grill, Happily Ever After, or Not So Scary? We will see both in the park on different days, but considering Happily Ever After is heavy on projections, I wanted your opinion on which show you would think would be better to view from California Grill. Thanks for all you do to make our Disney vacations more magical, Robbie. All right, number one, Ricky, when would you make that? And nobody else is trying to do this either. You know, nobody else. It's kind of a tough nut to crack. But when you're making those ADRs, and if you're the first one on the ball, you know, the early bird gets the worm. What time would you make that ADR to see the fireworks?
It's going to depend, obviously, on when the fireworks are. So I would say I would make that ADR for probably about at a minimum an hour, probably an hour and a half at before the fireworks are scheduled to go off. It's kind of what I was, you know, because it'll probably take a little bit of time to seat you, that kind of thing. And you don't want to run, like, you don't want to, like, take the table up forever either. But the good thing is that with California Grill, even if you made, like, an earlier ADR, you can still go back and with your receipt, and they will still let you back up there so you can see the fireworks. So even if you had, like, a, you know, 5:30 ADR, you can still go back and see it. So you don't have to linger if you'd rather have a earlier, you know, dinner time. But yeah, if you're really wanting to see it during dinner, that kind of thing, that situation, I would say at least an hour to hour and a half before.
Yeah, I would go 90 minutes before the scheduled fireworks is what I would shoot for to check in. Because, like you said, you don't want to be rude and linger.
Right.
But as far as the second question about whether to see Happily Ever After or what's it called? Hallowishes. I would definitely go Hallowishes because that show, like he said, it's more made for just purely pyrotechnics where he said the exact right thing. You know, that there's a lot of projections, which you'll see them from a distance. You'll still be able to see from California Grill. You're up high enough that you can see the projections on the castle. You just can't make out what they are. You know, you can see colors.
Right. You can see colors. Yeah. Yeah. So I agree with you. I would choose Hallowishes over Happily Ever After. I think that that's a much better choice, but I love Hallowishes so much. So that may be skewing my decision.
All right, so Jillian has a question in the chat here about what are some tips for traveling with a type 1 diabetic in the summer? I will be honest, you know, I don't want to miss your question here, but I don't really know much about that. But if anybody has, we can put a thread on the Facebook page. So, Ricky, do you have anything for that?
I'm actually going to suggest we had a blog post on the Mouse for Less semi-recently about someone who has traveled with diabetes to Walt Disney World. So I would go check out the Mouse for Less and just type in the search of the blog. The name of the article is actually Managing Diabetes in the Disney Parks. So that's what I would search for. I would just search for diabetes and you'll be able to find it pretty easily.
Sweet. All right. So we have a follow-up from actually last week's or a couple weeks ago. We had a question about classic cars down at Walt Disney World. Okay. And John Pappas sent a great email and he reminded me that there's a classic car outside the Grand Floridian. Now it's not like a muscle car, but you can get a picture. Right. So there you go. Go get your picture at the Grand. All right, so thanks, John, for that. And also we have a question here from Alfred, one of our great fans in the live chat, who is usually there. We appreciate that from New York. He's asking, if money were no object, would you recommend staying at the Grand Floridian or Bay Lake Towers? Ricky, what say you? So money is no object.
That is tough. Because I have stayed at the Grand Floridian and I have not stayed at Bay Lake Towers. So, I do love the Grand Floridian. I know that it's weird I'm saying these words, that I love the Grand Floridian.
Hey, I do too. But I stayed there that one night for the Toy Story Media event. Man, I was like, whoa, this is incredible. I cannot like this because I can never afford to stay here on my own.
Exactly. I mean, it is incredible staying at the Grand Floridian. Oh, man, but there's something so special about staying at the Contemporary, too. Oh, you're killing me. I really don't know, I guess. I guess at this point, I'd have to say the Contemporary. That's only because I haven't stayed there yet, and I want to get that checked off my bucket list. I do like the Grand Floridian, though. I'm not going to lie. Like, I really like the Grand Floridian.
Yeah, if money's no object, I'm going Grand. It's awesome. Right. But money's always an object in my life, unfortunately.
Yes.
But yeah, I would go Grand. All right, so we got this question that came through the Facebook page, Ricky. And so I thought this would be a good one for you. I just don't know. The question's from Robert, and he says, it's from his iPhone. He says, your question. Recently, we went to the World and found Mike and Ike candies, but what happened to the hot tamales? That was it. That was it. That was the question. I don't know. I love hot tamales, by the way. They are a good low-fat snack. They're addicting.
Honestly, I don't know. I didn't know one was offered at Disney. So good to know? I didn't or not know because I really didn't know that they didn't offer those or did.
Yeah. Okay. So if you know the breaking news on hot tamales, we need to know.
All right, we need to know the information. Let's go. Why do they not have hot tamales anymore?
I know. That's a bummer. Christine says, Hollywood Studios, early morning magic worth it? She says, yes, as a follow-up. Yes, totally worth it. Our daughters got to ride Slinky Dog 4 times, which would have been 600 minutes of waiting once the park opened. By 10:30, we rode all the Toy Story rides, plus Rock and Roller Coaster and Tower of Terror. This was during Christmas week. Plus, we got breakfast and soda and coffees and pictures with nobody else in them during the event. So, Christine, yes, she thought that was well worth
it. All right. Good to know.
All right, another question from Glenn. He's in Poplar Grove, Illinois. Not like how he says, 1,253 miles away from BOMA.
Nice.
That's important
choice,
to Glenn.
Sir.
He says, hello, BOGP crew. With Disney's new credit card authorization policy, that's a mouthful, going into effect on February 27th, which I believe is today, as this airs.
That is.
Do you think you'll be able to use a Disney gift card for these new incremental charges? Heading back to our happy place in August and can't wait. Thanks for all you do to bring the magic to our daily lives as we eagerly count down the days until our next trip. All right, Ricky, so what do you think? Of course, we're recording this a little bit early, but what's the policy on the new credit card thing?
Well, I'm kind of familiar with this policy. It is a normal policy that they have at most other hotels. So I really kind of understand what they're doing. So what they're doing is they are just putting a hold on your credit card for any incidentals. So if something happens, where you check out and you don't pay for your room, then the card will be charged. That's kind of how that whole process works. If you're looking at to pay for to pay with Disney gift cards, don't worry, you can still pay with Disney gift cards. What you're going to need to do, though, is you're going to need to go down to the front desk before the end of the last night. So I would go the night before
two
your
nights
last
before
night.
You that's check out. Yeah, that's what Pam does.
Correct. Yes. I would go the night before and use that all the gift cards that you want to use that night. Because I find that they will probably charge your credit card in the morning that you're checking out. So if you haven't gone the night before, then your credit card will end up being charged. Now they can reverse it, I'm sure, but that's a whole process and you don't want to go through all that. So just go down there the night before if you're paying with Disney gift cards and pay off your bill at that point. That way you don't have to deal with, hey, my credit card got charged. So,
and I love my buddy Craig in the chat. He says, hey, think about it. If money were no object, stay at both for the last question.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly right.
Correct answer, Craig. Correct.
Yes. Smarter than us.
Yes. I'm sad I didn't come up with it myself.
All right. So the next question from the inbox is from my good friend Tony in Marietta, Ohio. And he says, hi, Mike, Ricky, and Pam. The title of his email is Rain on My Cruise. So Mike has our first ever Disney cruise scheduled for May 6th through 9th of this year. Well, you know what? I didn't tell him he had to go on this cruise. Like, I helped him book it. I didn't say you have to go on this cruise on May 6th. He decided. So just so we know. He says they cannot wait. This is our big celebration trip for our family. It's their 30th wedding anniversary. Congratulations, Tony. And let's see, Kylie's 25th birthday, Maggie's 21st. Uh-oh, that's bad news on a cruise. And Sarah Jane's milestone birthday. You can fill in the number. I do not dare, Tony. That's all you.
No.
Buddy. Okay, I'm not that dumb. I'm dumb, but I'm not that dumb. He says, first, does Disney Cruise Line do these special occasions like Walt Disney World with the buttons? So, Ricky, I think they do have the buttons on board now. They didn't for a while, but I think they do they not? I'm pretty sure I've
they
seen
do.
Them.
Yeah. They do have buttons. I know this because, and they've had them for a while, actually. I actually had one of the podcast cruises was right near my birthday. And that one. There's that one, but they have an actual birthday one, too. One of the podcast cruises was right around my birthday, so I wanted to celebrate, so I got the birthday button, and I put it on my, castaway lanyard. Also, you can let them know that it's a birthdays or any special thing, and they will celebrate at dinner one night. I believe you have to choose which night it is, but they will celebrate with some sort of delicious treat.
And you know what? They actually do illuminations on the ship for you in the dining room. Did you know that? So here, you ready for illuminations?
I'm ready for fireworks. Oh. Yes, exactly.
There it was.
They do fireworks.
That's it. Yes. Yes. I love it. Some better
if
than
you
others.
Want to see a celebration of a birthday, go to the Mouse for Less's YouTube channel. And I have the Disney cruise that I just took in October. I'm working on the vlogs for that. And on the day four one, we celebrated Ben's birthday. So you get to see kind of what the celebration is about.
Sweet. Sweetness. Yeah. And he says, finally, was reading an article about not making prepaid reservations for things like bike rentals at Castaway Key. Once you say it wrong, it sounds wrong. I've been there a million times. Castaway Key, in case it rains that day. Does that mean that there are no refunds for those items if you do? It just makes me make sure that we plan well and don't pay for stuff we don't get to enjoy. Thanks for everything you all do for the Disney community. Love you, Tony. So the thing is, like with Castaway Key, we've had this happen on podcast cruises, like podcast cruise 2 or 3. It was one where we did a double dip like we're doing this summer. And one of the days it rained like the Dickens while we were at Castaway Key. Now, we had a great, this is one of the best ever cruises. I remember that a bunch of us went out into the water, out into the ocean, and we got our floaties and we just held them up over our heads. And we just all hung out and talked out there for hours. And the water was warm. The rain was warm. You didn't get a sunburn. It was like, I still remember that, hanging out there, Adam and Susie and everybody, Joe and Jay and Melissa and Joanne was out there. It was so much fun. But I think the thing with the excursions, and they call them port adventures with Disney Cruise Line, is they are not going to charge you unless those things take place. You book them ahead of time, but they're not going to charge you. And if they do, they're going to reverse it if you don't get to do it. They're not charging you for stuff you don't do.
Right. Yes.
So you don't have to sweat that. All right. Let's see here. Paige has the next question. She's from New Madrid, Missouri. Now, see, if you're not from St. Louis or Missouri, you'd think that's New Madrid, but it's New Madrid, right, Ricky? Yes. What's special about New Madrid, Missouri?
Oh, no. Is that the fault?
Yes. It's where the huge earthquake happened in the early 1900s. Made the Mississippi River run backwards for a week. Can you imagine?
That's right, it did.
And it made
that's
Kentucky
crazy.
Lake. That's right. Yeah. Anyway, there's your history
that's
lesson.
What Kentucky Lake.
Yeah.
Oh, good old St. Louis stuff. Yeah. Oh, okay. Got
it's at least one of the lakes. It might not be Kentucky Lake, but it's a lake down near Kentucky Lake. Anyway, enough got history. It. Back to Disney. Hey, Mike, Pam, and Ricky. The title of this one's Pirate Room Panic. Still loving the podcast. It certainly makes time between Disney trips more magical. I just impulse booked a trip for the first full week of June using the Fun and Sun offer. As of right now, my husband, sister, and I are staying at Caribbean Beach in one of the pirate-themed rooms, but this was not our first choice. We really wanted one of the standard regular view rooms simply because the pirate rooms have double beds and are in some of the furthest out buildings in the main lobby. Here's my question. If we get to check-in and request to be placed in a regular standard room, is there any chance that the cast members would be able to make that switch? Should I call ahead? I hate calling Disney. I'm not sure it would be a price increase, but I'm thinking bigger beds and shorter walks may be worth it. Bonus question, what are your favorite budget-friendly table service restaurants? Thanks for your Disney wisdom, Paige. All right, so let's talk about the pirate rooms. First of all, the pirate rooms are the ones that are most plentiful right now at Caribbean Beach, and they're the ones you're going to get on the discounts. I will be honest, I never really ever see the standard regular Caribbean Beach rooms on a discount lately. You can request when you get there, check in, obviously, to be moved to a regular type room. There will be an increase in your price. You may lose the discount, but you can definitely ask. I doubt they're going to upgrade you. We kind of talked about this on a previous show a couple weeks back, but it never hurts to ask. So I would, you know, see it. And you know what? I've stayed in the pirate rooms. They're fine. They're really actually cool looking. And for, you know, they're a little bit further out, but it's like staying in the Little Mermaid rooms at Art of Animation. Or when I was at Riverside for Marathon Weekend, I was in building 24, I think it was. And I mean, I was closer to Spaceship Earth, I think, than the Riverside Mill food court. But I mean, it is what it is. So, you know, I got a good deal on the room, and that's why I was out there. So it's fine. You're walking so much at Walt Disney World. Really, it's not that much considering the big picture. So I wouldn't stress too much, but, you know, ask for what you want. Bonus question. Give one budget-friendly table service restaurant that's your favorite.
I mean, there really are so many. I'm going to go with Trail's End. It's just my favorite. I can't, like, it's so budget-friendly. So, Trail's End. Ooh, I have another option, though, if you don't take it. So, you go with yours now.
I'm trying to say if I want to say. Oh, I've said it enough times. I love Olivia's. It's a good deal.
I know you're going with Olivia's. Okay, here's one in the park that. So if you're looking for one in the park, the Plaza, on yes. you know Main Street USA is definitely a good option for budget-friendly sit-down meal.
All right,
let's see. Yeah, I gave one of each.
There you go. That's good stuff. All right, let's head to the Arctic tundra of North Canton, Ohio. Laurie's got a question. One of our great lizards who runs half marathons like most people get out of bed. Hi, Mike, Fam, and Ricky. I absolutely love listening to the podcast as I drive on my way to work or on my runs. You all are so fun to listen to during the week. You definitely make my week better. Thanks. And Laurie's always smiling and having fun. I love Laurie. She says, I have a question about an ADR in a morning of early magic hours at the Magic Kingdom. I have an ADR at the Plaza restaurant at 8:10 on April 9th. I just found out that this is the ticket that the ticket event early magic hours are that morning. Will I still be able to use my ADR since I have to have an event ticket? I have an annual pass, so getting into the parks is not an issue. Should I reschedule my ADR, or will I be able to go into the park for my ADR? Thanks for all the great information you provide. Never get tired of the podcast and listening about Disney. Hope to see some lizards at Star Wars Race Weekend. And that's up next. So Ricky, talk Laurie through the process of getting into the park, because they have a hard ticket event scheduled after she made her ADR.
Lori, good news. You're fine. Yes. So Disney's not going to, you're still going to be able to get in because you have that ADR. So there's no problem with that. Even though there's a hard ticket event in the morning, that hard ticket event only happens in Fantasyland. So they're going to separate everybody out. So everybody who has the ADRs for all the restaurants are going to go in one queue, and everybody who's got the early morning magic are going to go in another queue, and then they'll let those people for early morning magic back to Fantasyland, and then they'll let all the others who have the ADRs go to their ADR locations. So you are good. You don't need to change a thing. I would still keep your ADR.
And I really want to do that breakfast at the Plaza. It looks
good. Yes, it sounds and I keep forgetting that they have it.
I know, me too. Really but good. Then when people bring it up, I'm like, oh, because they have like Eggs Benedict. They have a lot of good stuff.
Yes. They have so many things that look so delicious. So oh, speaking of Eggs Benedict, by the way, I went to Ale and Compass on my last trip, and my brother's boyfriend got some sort of Eggs Benedict there, and it was like a had pork on it. Oh my gosh, it was really good. I don't even like Eggs Benedict, and this was so fantastic. So if you like Eggs Benedict, you definitely want to go to Ale and Compass and try theirs. It's really, really good.
Pam Forster and really I are good. Like the Eggs Benedict fan club. We love some Eggs Benedict.
It's so good. I always get the chocolate waffles there, but I may consider getting that Eggs Benedict. That's how good that was. Like, if I'm in the mood for something kind of savory, which I never am, but for breakfast, but if I am, I definitely will get that.
That's good. All right, next email says, best day ever with a little planning help from the BOG crew, of course, and crew spelled K-R-E-W-E. That just makes it sound way cooler if you spell it that way, by the way. And it's from Kristen. She says, dear Mike, Pam, and Ricky, my husband and I will be taking our 4-year-old princess crazed daughter to Walt Disney World for her first trip at the end of April. I have what I would consider to be a, in quotes, now she did it wrong, but it's in quotes instead of a hashtag, freaking magical first day scheduled for her in the Magic Kingdom. But we'll take that. We'll accept it.
Yes.
Here it is.
It is approved.
It
yes.
is. So we'll see if this is hashtag freaking magical. 8:20 a.m. breakfast ADR at Cinderella's Royal Table, followed by a Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique appointment at 9:45 in the castle. From there, I'm torn with how to schedule my fast passes, which is coming up in less than 2 weeks. Since I will be in Cinderella's castle already, I was planning on heading out the back and straight into Fantasyland. Although we will be in the park before opening, we won't actually be out to ride until closer to 10. Here's my question. What would you fast pass versus try to jump in line for? My thinking was to fast pass Mine Train, Peter Pan, and meet and greet with Tiana, who's her favorite princess. I wasn't sure if I should fast pass those rides or try to get straight into line and fast pass something else. This is my first time doing Fast Pass Plus, so the overwhelming is real. I'm open to other strategies on how to get through the first day in the park. We do have a second Magic Kingdom day planned for our last day of the trip, so there's flexibility in my plans for sure. Any other princess tips are obviously welcomed. Thanks for all the help and guidance you guys share in the show. I've learned so much, and you really make the whole planning process fun in itself. Hoot at! And happy almost Mardi Gras. So I'm guessing she's from down in Louisiana.
Assume Mardi Gras already been here, right? Exactly. I don't know when Mardi Gras is, but I think we've probably already hit it, right?
I think we're right up when against it out. Right now when this comes out. Yeah, we're really close. We have a big Mardi Gras in St. Louis, too. All right, so yes. I like her plan for the fast pass for Seven Dwarves and Peter Pan, and then, you know, locking in, meeting Tiana, and then just gravy and everything else. And the thing is, get so many pictures that day because she's going to be Princess Cray's first day, all did up. Make sure you have Memory Maker. Yeah, I like this. And just whatever else, she gets gravy.
And what's funny is I was going to suggest two of those fast passes to begin with. So I was absolutely going to suggest Seven Dwarves and I was going to suggest Peter Pan. So I think you're on the right track. And I think because she's going to be dressed up like a princess and because Tiana is her favorite, yes, you absolutely have to do Princess Fairytale Hall as your next fast pass. I think that's a perfect option. Definitely.
I agree. And CJ in the chat says, just be sure to meet Mickey and Minnie together in their party outfits. Now, see, that might be a good thing because that's going to capture, like, there's certain pictures you can get on a Disney trip that capture the moment or the year or the time. And this is going to be that time, right?
Yes, because Mickey and Minnie are only meeting in their celebration outfits together until September 30th. So it is a limited time option. And they are adorable. So you definitely don't want to miss that.
And, you know, it's going to be one of those things like getting your picture in front of the castle when it was decorated like a cake for the 25th, or having your picture in front of Spaceship Earth with the wand. You know, it's like those or the hat at the studios. You know, those are one of those things, you know, 10 years from now, you can go back and say, oh, yeah, you know, we were there then.
Remember when that happened?
Exactly. Not always a good thing. I'm not a big fan of those outfits, but some people are, I guess.
I still don't understand why they put Mickey in culottes. Like, why did you put him in shorts? Like, short pants. I don't understand it. It doesn't make sense. You could have given him a long pants. I don't get it. But I like the outfits overall. I think they're really cute. I just don't get the choice of the
It's short Florida, man. It's hot. Pants. You don't want pants.
It's a weird option. I'm just saying, like, you just put him in full pants. Come on. I don't get it. But
give a mouse some pants. Okay, next.
Give a mouse a full pair of pants.
Justin says, hey guys, what's the best way to hop from Epcot to the studios? The boat or walk? Thanks. Walking's faster. The boat's more fun. That's what I say.
I'm absolutely on the boat. I'm on the boat bandwagon. You know why? Because you walked around Epcot. You were going to walk around the studios. Get on the boat and enjoy a relaxing ride over there. It's going to take 30 minutes. I don't care. It's 30 minutes well worth it. Let me just tell you that right now.
Justin, here's how I decide. A little visual. I look down at my Apple Watch. I see how many steps I still need that day. And if I need steps, I walk. If I don't, I ride the boat.
Yeah, I'm still riding the boat. So get on the boat. That's what I did. I literally just did this. I had the discussion with my brother. I was like, do you want to walk it or do you want to take the boat? He said, are you crazy? Take the boat. So we did.
Does he have an Apple Watch?
He does not.
He's not closing the circles.
I have one, and I got my steps in. Trust me. I knew I got my steps in, and I didn't need to take any extra. I was just fine. So.
Alrighty. Yeah. All right. Next question says, ADRs and fast passes for couples. It's from Shannon in Louisville, Kentucky. Hey, Mike, Ricky, and Pam. I've been listening to the BOGP now for about a year, and I absolutely adore it. I so look forward to weekly doses of magic that you guys bring. You were invaluable in helping me plan our June 2018 trip with my whole family. And now I'm planning our first couples trip to Food and Wine in September 2019 with just my husband and I. We're doing a split stay with Wilderness Lodge and Yacht Club. A first for both of us. Oh, man, that's going to be a great trip. Oh, man, those are great resorts. I have a question about ADRs and fast passes. I was fortunate enough last year to be able to get all the ADRs and fast passes we wanted for the family, but it took being relentless, dare I say obsessive, about checking the My Disney Experience app for those hard to get restaurants and attractions, with our upcoming trip being just for two people. Will it be easier to snag the more popular ADRs and fast passes again? Thanks for all you do, Shannon. Yes. Right,
well,
Ricky, I mean,
yeah, I mean, she didn't say how many were in the party before. I mean, so that kind of doesn't help, but I mean, I do find that it's somewhat easier to make those fast passes for two or ADRs for two rather than for any more. So, yeah, it should be a little bit easier for you. Definitely.
Yeah, it'll be easier. I mean, plus people.
When you're on the go, like when you're in the park and making those extra fast passes throughout the day, those are definitely easier to get as a couple, especially for some of the harder to get attractions. So that's definitely easier to do.
All right, next question comes from Kia. She's in Richmond, Virginia. She says, we need to go back to WDW ASAP. Please help. All right, here we are.
Hey,
Hey, BOGP friends. My family of three, I should say, just took our first trip to Walt Disney World September 2019 for 8 days. Well, that must have been 2018, I'm guessing. Or else this is way off the...
Unless she time traveled and then went back.
This timeline's really screwed up otherwise. Says, we planned and saved for over a year, and the trip was, to say cliche, magical. We were able to meet every character, eat in every restaurant, and ride every ride that we planned on, thanks to our phenomenal travel agent who did all the heavy lifting and got us every ADR and fast pass that we requested. Fast forward to now, the Disney bug has definitely bitten us, and we need to go back ASAP. Here's my question for all of you. Is it worth it to try to plan a last-minute quick trip to Disney? I'm afraid that by doing that, we'll find ourselves standing in line for the majority of our trip because we would have not been able to book our ADRs or fast passes. If a quick trip will only result in us spending a lot of money and not being able to accomplish much, would we just have to suffer for the next year while we plan out something larger and more organized? Or do you have any tips or suggestions that would make a quick trip to Disney worth our while? Or do you suggest we just plan it out and look forward to Disney in 2020 or 2021? Thanks, Kia. All right, Ricky, so you do go last minute a lot. I'll be honest, I just got back. I didn't make one ADR. I didn't make one fast pass. I know, shocking. But I'm there with a lot of friends, and I don't know what we're going to be doing. We're running races. But what do you say? Do you save up so that you get every exact detail ironed out, or do you throw a quick trip together?
I mean, you're asking me, so I throw the quick trip together. But, you know, it kind of depends on what you're looking for with the vacation. If you are looking to relive exactly kind of what you just did, then you might want to hold out and, you know, save up a little bit and make sure that you do it that way. But if you're looking to maybe switch it up a little bit, do some of the things that you did before and then do some different things and kind of go with the flow, which is you can do when you're at Disney. I mean, I know that you know, Disney kind of makes us think that we can't, but I, you know, I could tell you, like, a lot of times I don't make my fast passes until a week before I go down, and I still am able to get decent fast passes that for times that I want. So, you know, I don't ever have problems with that. I don't make ADRs until sometimes I don't make ADRs until the day of, and I'm looking through the app and I'm like, ooh, I'd like to eat here, you know? So you can absolutely do a last minute trip and have a great time. I can tell you, I've had a great time with every single last minute trip that I've been on. So you're asking the enablers, and so we're going to enable you to say yes. But, you know, if you're looking for like that absolutely perfect trip, it has to be exactly like the one that you just went on. I mean, you might want to, you know, save up the money for it, you know, but if you're okay with kind of just going with the flow and seeing where things take you, then absolutely go with that quick little whatever trip you're planning for September, which I think you're going to be just fine if that's when you're planning it for. So actually, she didn't say
no, she didn't say for, when did the she? Last trip was September. Yeah. And that's a good time to go too. Yeah. Obviously. I mean, there's not really a slow season, but that's one of the lower seasons. Anthony really sums it up in the chat, and he says, have realistic expectations and you'll have as great a time as ever. And the thing is, I say, yeah, you could do a last minute trip totally, because you're still going to get fast passes and you're still going to get ADRs. Now, you might not get Flight of Passage at 10 o'clock in the morning, or you might not get Seven Dwarfs Mine Train at 7:30 in the evening. But the thing is, the way I look at this is that it's an opportunity to do different things. Ricky was talking about, you know, do you want to kind of go through that same magical trip that you took last time, which everybody wants that. But I mean, maybe you're not eating at Homecoming this time. Maybe you're eating at Frontier Cochina. You know, you're trying out a new place at Disney Springs that maybe doesn't have the same buzz, but maybe it'll become your favorite. Or maybe instead of eating at, say, a Garden Grill, maybe you're trying out a Beer Garden at Epcot. You know, I think the thing is, you shift and you give new opportunities a shot, and I think you can have a great trip. The biggest pitfall to fall into is comparing trip A to trip B. You just, if you fall into that, you're going to get in trouble. Yeah.
Absolutely. 100%. And I feel like some people do that, and you're right. It is the biggest pitfall. Every trip is different. You know, even if you're even when you're planning it, it's not going to go the way like you think it's going to go. I mean, when I planned my trip for, you know, January, did I think it was going to rain and be cold the whole day on that one day? No, of course I didn't. I was thinking, oh, I'm going to Festival of the Arts and I'm going to get to do everything that I wanted to do. And I couldn't. The weather did not dictate that I was able to do that. I didn't get to paint on the wall like I wanted to do. I had to eat by the bathroom at the refreshment port to stay out of the rain on a water fountain, you know? Like, those are not things that you dream about doing when you're planning your trip. But I still had a great trip, even though it wasn't exactly what I had planned in my head, even, you know, while I was thinking about the trip to begin with. So you're going to have a great time if you, as Anthony says, you have realistic expectations. And I think that that's the best key advice right there.
All right. Last question of the day is coming from Terry. Hey, gang, we have a girls trip coming up in July. The lead guest on the reservation has Memory Maker with her annual pass membership. Does that mean the rest of us already have it as well? Or does it need to be purchased separately for each guest? Any help would be greatly appreciated. Thanks, Terry. Okay. The key is your friend has an annual pass. Ricky, I see every one of your pictures when you go down. I see Scott. I see so many pictures. Probably people don't realize I see these pictures.
Man, funny.
Too many friends. So walk Terry through this. She's in business.
Yeah, you're just fine. As long as you guys are connected on the My Disney Experience app, website, you're going to be just fine. I think the only issue might be if one of you is like in a different car on an attraction or something like that, you might just want to have her tap at, you know, the where they have the pictures at the end, just to make sure that everybody's picture is included. But as long as she's the one who's getting the Magic Band scanned and stuff like that, and or, you know, you're all connected with your Magic Bands, you should be just fine.
Yeah, so, if you connect through, you want to connect through the friends and family option on the app.
Yeah.
And then you're golden. You have a Memory Maker. You'll see the pictures and yours will show up. All right, well, that's going to do it for today's show. Thank you so much, as always, for the great questions. Send those to Mike at brguestpodcast.com. We pulled a majority of those today from the inbox trying to catch up.
So,
yeah, it was great. So send those in. And, of course, join us usually about 5:30 Eastern on Mondays where we can answer your questions live as well. And we're going to get back to the once-a-month live call-in shows, which we did a couple weeks ago and had a great time with that. So always trying to make the podcast better here in 2019. We appreciate your support so much. Don't forget today's show brought to you by our friends over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Theme Park News, Disney Edition. And, of course, we're recording this one a little bit early. But, Ricky, what kind of stuff do you find when you're going through a Theme Park News Disney Edition?
If you want to be caught up with the latest and greatest Walt Disney World or Disney in general news and information, like, this is the place to go. Seriously, it's where I gather so much of my information from reading blogs that are, you know, found in this app. And so you're going to gain the same kind of, if you want to be like me and be as knowledgeable as I am about Disney, be like Ricky and read all the news in this app, because that's literally where I get my information from.
There you go. Just be a blogger. Yes. Be a world-class blogger right there. No, it's awesome. And, you know, they have, of course, Days to Go WDW. There's lots of other apps. There's a packing app. There's actually a calculator app. There's all kinds of stuff to turn your Apple device into a Disney device. So check them out today. Spend some time over there at virtualmickey.com. And again, when you buy anything on Amazon, hey, Throw us a bone. Help the show out. Go through brguestpodcast.com/Amazon, and we sure appreciate that. We're going to ask you for one big favor this week. If you have a few minutes here as we're at midweek, iTunes ratings and reviews really help with discoverability of the podcast. And, of course, we got a lot of listeners. We got a big audience. But it never helps to get more friends involved in the show. So if you have a few minutes this week, we'd really appreciate it. Drop by iTunes. Leave a few words. Mm-hmm. Leave a star rating. And we thank you for doing that. And everybody that's done that, we have over 700 reviews. Thank you so much for that. But they do expire. That's the problem with doing the show for so long. So if you haven't done one in a few years, drop by.
That would be old ones where, you know, people don't like our show. They're getting off there. That's good.
Hopefully.
That's good.
That's it. But if you don't mind leaving us a rating review, we'd sure appreciate that. All right. Give us a follow on social. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestPod and at BeOurGuestMike. And, of course, drop by the Facebook group at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right. Time to get out of here and let's get on with your midweek. We'll be back again on Friday with some more fun Disney talk. So for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike. Wish you a great Wednesday. Time to head back to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.